Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster is still in custody, being held for a violation of an old Pine Ridge traffic ordinance, and Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards has set his trial for today. As we look in on the little community now, we find Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody bringing his prisoner to the Jot 'em Down store, where Justice Edwards will hold court.
I'm sorry for you to have to walk from the jail over to the store for your trial this way, Mr.
Webster. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Don't mind it a bit, Abner.
See, we ain't got one of them patrol wagons like some jails have.
Yeah, well, the walk's doing me good. As a matter of fact, I wanted a chance to get out and stretch my legs.
If Uncle Henry Lunsford don't get to town too soon, I might be able to build up a jail business to where we can afford to buy one of them patrol cars.
Well, I hardly think you need one.
Well, Uncle Henry more likely get back pretty soon, old. Ruin all the good work I did. See, he's a regular town marshal. I'm just taking his place while he's out of town.
Yes, I know that, Deputy.
Mr. Webster, these hand bracelets cutting into your wrist, ain't he?
No, doesn't hurt a bit, Abner. Feels all right.
You sure?
Oh, yes, of course.
Doggies, they're hurting my wrist. Would you mind much if I unlocked them and we slipped them off?
Well, I don't know now. Do you think it's safe to let me run around loose?
Oh, sure. I won't tell nobody.
Well, I'm a desperate character, you know. According to Lum Edwards, I am at any rate.
Oh, at law. Him and his big eyes. Yeah. Well, let's get these hand bracelets off of here before they choke my wrist to pieces. Let's see now, wait just a minute. Doggies, what did I do with that key now?
Yeah, well, here it is, right here. You gave it to me, don't you remember?
Huh?
Yeah, you said you were afraid you'd lose it if you carried it.
Oh, that's right. I would all too. That's one thing I never can keep track of, a batch of keys. Yeah, let me get that. Would you unlock these things, Mr. Webster? I can't seem to get this key.
Sure, I'll get it right here.
Wouldn't have to be going through all this prattle-prattle if it weren't for that dad-blame Lum.
Yeah, there you are, all unlocked.
Oh,
yeah, does that feel better?
Yeah, get my blood to circulate a little through them wrists there. That'll heat better. Much obliged to you.
No, not at all, Abner. Always glad to help out a deputy.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you're one of the nicest prisoners I believe I've had in my jail so far.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
You are. You're better even than Willie the Boodler.
Higher praise could not be sought.
I'm just sorry as anything at all I'm having to take you over here for this trial.
Oh, that's all right. That's perfectly... I don't mind that at all.
Well, it's a shame, though.
Oh, I'll soon be out of that trial. I'm afraid your friend Edwards is a little confused on his law. You see, there's a little matter of desuetude he's overlooking.
little matter of what?
Desuetude. State of disuse.
Huh.
But you see, Abner, when a law is as out of date and outmoded as that charge he's trying me for, it's no longer enforceable. I'm surprised Lum doesn't know that.
Well, he thinks that he's got you just where he wants you. He's aiming on fining you $500.
$500?
Yeah.
On that charge?
Yes, sir. That's what he said.
You mean he's got that all planned?
Yeah. I think I know what he's going to do with the money to put it in some land.
In some land.
Yeah, he's trying to buy the Dillard place, I know, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that ain't what he's
just doing. A minute here. You think he's actually going to take the money he collects from the fine and spend it on a piece of property?
Well, I don't know for sure. Now, he never come right out flat-footed and said that, of course, but I just got an idea that's what's running around that little old head of his.
Well, what do you know? I doggies.
Huh?
Isn't that the right expression to use in a case like this, I doggies?
Yeah, I reckon so. It sounds peculiar when you say it. I have heard the expression some or so, I believe,
yeah.
Before.
Wait a minute, Deputy. You're going by the place.
Huh?
Well, here's the Jot'em Down store. Isn't that where my trial is going to be held?
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter with me? Can't keep my mind on my work. Yeah, come on, let's go in.
I'm ready.
I just hope the trial comes out the way you want it to.
Oh, don't you worry, Deputy. I'm sure now that it will.
I hope so. There's old Lum, everybody waiting in there. Yeah. Come on, come on. Well, Curtis Van Bear, if you'll ever in the world recover that land.
Yeah,
sure,
I
recollect
what
to say,
Lum.
Sure.
Here, here's a prisoner, Mr. Justice of the
Peace. Huh? Oh, howdy do, howdy. So busy talking here, never heard you fellas come in.
Yeah, well, we're here. Hurry up with the trial, we're ready.
Yeah, we'll get started in just a minute here. How are you today, Mr. Webster?
Oh, I'm just fine, fine. And you, Judge?
Oh, just fine, fine. I believe you know everybody here, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes, I think so. Mr. Spears, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, howdy.
Howdy, Mr. Webster. Howdy.
And how are you, Mr. Skim?
I never felt better in my life, thank you. And you, Mr. Webster, I trust you're enjoying excellent health.
Yes, I trust I am. Yes.
Say, Mr. Webster, I wonder if you'd mind sitting there in that chair for a minute. I got something I want to discuss with the deputy town marshal here.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Go right ahead. I'll be all right. Just take your time.
Yeah, much about you. Hey, Abner, come back here a minute with me.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Is it hot enough for you today, Mr. Webster?
Yes, yes, indeed. Plenty warm.
By the way, Mr. Webster, you say you're from Detroit. I wonder if you knew a man, a Mr. Carlisle Yonkers, a businessman, operated a chain of penny arcades.
This is fair enough, Abner. They can't hear us, I don't think.
What did you want, Lum?
Well, for one thing, I wanted to ask you if Mr. Webster was still aiming on defending himself or if he'd hired a lawyer after all.
No, he ain't got no lawyer. Or leastways, far as I know, he ain't.
Has he talked to that lawyer friend of his in St. Louis anymore?
No, ain't made a single phone call the last couple of days.
Well, good, good. I know what got him then.
He don't think so.
He don't, huh?
That's what he said.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I sat up Mike and I all last night working on this trial. And I've got a case again him that's so strong he couldn't get out of it with a team of elephants.
He couldn't, huh?
No, sir. I don't care what arguments he brings up, I got an answer for him.
Well?
I'll habeas corpus him right into a corner. I'll corpus delicti him within an inch of his life. You wait and see.
Folks, you have been working on this case, ain't you?
Oh, that ain't the half of it. I've wrote up a long speech I'm going to give, and that thing convict anybody.
It would, huh?
Oh, my, yeah. I practiced saying it in front of the looking glass last night, and before I got done, I might not convicted myself.
Well, I do. Well, here, Lum, I don't believe I'll even listen to that speech, and doggone it, I might take myself over to the jail and lock me up if I hear that.
No, no, but it is a humdinger, if I do say so myself. Can't hardly wait to give it. Old Webster might just as well give up right now.
Yeah, looks like it, all right. I'm just glad I ain't in his place.
Oh, I'm glad I ain't neither. Well, we better get started. You'll testify you saw him violating the law, won't you?
Huh?
You'll say that you seen him driving his car without no guide carrying a lantern in front of him and all that.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that. That's my duty. Sure.
That's right. Well, come on, we better get started.
Yeah, sure.
Perhaps you knew old Sam Sanger. You know Sam. He was with the Sneed and Reedy Chautauqua Circuit for a couple of seasons.
No, I don't believe we do.
Well,
yes, I knew old Fungo Douglas, though. He was the one that introduced the Pygmy Miracle Twins. Later on, he joined that Sneed and Reedy.
All right, fellas, we're all ready to start the trial, so get to your places.
Do you want me to testify now, Lum?
No, not yet, Finer. I'll let you know when we need you.
Don't wait too long. I don't want to forget my answer.
Oh, be careful what you're saying, Finer. All right, Mr. Clerk of the Courts, commence the proceedings.
That's you, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Yeah, simmer down, everybody. Lum, will you give that gravel a couple of pounds there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, much obliged. Now, the Justice of the Peace Court, Cloverleaf Township, Polk County, State of Arkansas, is now hereby declared to be in session. L. Edwards presiding. All right, Lum, go ahead.
Say, Papa, do you know Elizabeth got a hearing from Uncle Morris?
Abner, catch up. Order in the court. Will the clerk of the courts please read off the charges against the defendant?
Go ahead, Grandpa.
I can't find my spectacles. Where are them pigeon-toed things?
You done got them on. You're looking through them, man.
Yes, never mind. I'll find them myself. Uh-huh. Get along without them if I can. B.J. Webster, defendant, is hereby charged with violating Section 4, Article 9 of the Pine Ridge Ordinance, passed in 1905.
That's great.
Quote, it shall be unlawful for any person or persons driving a horseless carriage or any other motor-propelled vehicle
on the main streets of Pine Ridge after sundown more than 5 miles per hour without a guide who shall precede said vehicle carrying a lighted lantern and warning the citizens of the approaching danger.
Elizabeth, can I hear it from Uncle Mark? Fine, you say,
Be quiet.
Quiet, Papa.
All right, the defendant has heard the charges against him. Are you guilty or not guilty?
I'm guilty, Your Honor.
That's fine. State will now proceed to present a whole string of witnesses that'll prove this man is guilty beyond all reasonable ex post facto.
Well, wait a minute, Your Honor. You don't need to do that. I said I was guilty.
Huh?
I plead guilty.
You did?
That's right, Your Honor, that's right.
Are you sure that's the way you want to plead, Mr. Webster?
Yes, Your Honor, that's the way.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Our dog is Mr. Webster on the way over here today, you told me.
Yes, I know what I told you.
You know, you don't have to plead guilty if you don't want to, Mr. Webster. I'll let you change
No, that. No, I'm
Give
perfectly happy with everything, just the way it is.
Yeah. And blame it anyway.
Well, Mr. Webster, see, Lom's got a wonderful speech all wrote up again you, and now he won't get to give it.
Hey, shut up, Abner. Well, in views of the circumstances, about all I can do is just find the defendant guilty. And I'm herewith fining you, Mr. Webster, the maximums under this law, which is $500.
Well, yes, sir. And thank you, Your Honor.
Court's adjourned. Crook pleading guilty. It's getting to where you can't put no defendants in nowhere.